Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Having It All podcast. My name is Matthew Bivens, and I am very, very excited to have you here today listening to this conversation about how you can have it all in your life. So if you're here believing that you can truly have it all, but not necessarily knowing how to go about it, then this is the podcast for you, because each and every episode we talk about what it looks like to experience an abundant, loving life. And that's how we define having it all here on this podcast. And so I'm super excited once again that you're here, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So last week, well, actually, before I say that, I want to say happy June, everybody. This is the first episode in June, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a new month, this is a new episode, and this is a brand new opportunity for you to be who you want to be. Yeah, for you to show up for yourself, for you to take a stand for yourself, for you to choose powerfully. This is a brand new opportunity for all of that, for you to really have it all. And I love that. You know, every new day is an opportunity, and we get these choices, these moment-to-moment choices. Are you going to choose love? Are you going to choose fear? Are you going to choose scarcity? Are you going to choose abundance? Are you going to choose balance? Are you going to choose discombobulation? Because all of it comes down to a choice. And so on this very first episode of June, we're going to be digging into balance. Last week, we kicked off a series all about balance, this whole idea of work-life balance, which if you've been listening to any of my episodes about balance, you know that I don't subscribe to that whole idea of work-life balance. I believe that entire paradigm sets people up for failure. And so I've talked about it a number of times. And so the next several episodes is all about balance. And for today, I'm sharing with you a very, very simple and very effective method. It's called the STOP method, S-T-O-P method, that you can use when you find yourself totally out of whack. You can use this method to get back into balance very quickly. It is very effective. It's something that I do in my life. I've been doing it for several years. I'm going to continue to do it, because just like you, I find myself just out of sorts, right? I just out of alignment, out of balance. Some of my tanks get empty and I feel depleted. And so I can use this STOP method to get myself back. So I'm going to break it down to you. It's super simple, super basic, and something that you're going to be able to use immediately. Let's kick things off with some magic. Let's talk about those magical moments. And here on this podcast, we define magic as your ability to influence self, others, or life in an empowering way. And you're creating magic all the time. You might just not be very aware of it. And so I want to help you grow in your awareness of magic, because as you start to see all the magical moments that you are creating, you really begin to understand how powerful you are and how much influence you have over your life at all times. You are a co-creator of everything you're experiencing in your life. And so by recognizing these magical moments, it gives you a chance to reconnect with that. So what I'm going to do is share with you a piece of magic that I experienced. This one is coming from today, just a few hours ago. And then when I'm complete with my magic, I want you to pause the episode and think of just one example, one small or large example, whatever you want, of you creating some magic in your life. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So my magic was that this morning I went for a 30-minute run. And so it's just a simple magic for myself, just influencing myself to start my day off with something healthy. And today I chose to go for a run. And what was really beautiful about this magic is, you know, just deciding to go for the run is magic all in of itself. Because I could have stayed home. I could have jumped right into work after dropping Maya off at school. But I said, no, I'm going to go to the trail right near my house. There's this beautiful trail right near my house. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go there. And I asked Sarah if she wanted to come with me. So that was, you know, me being able to influence her as well to come with me on this trail. And it ended up being an incredibly cleansing and emotional experience for me that I wasn't expecting. Last year, I think it was like October, we put down our dog. His name was Watson. And he was my buddy for many, many years, 8-9 years. And it was very hard for me. Like I'm feeling myself tearing up right now thinking about it. And on his final day, because we knew that we were going to put him down and I had a weekend with him before it actually happened. And so that final day with him, I took him to this trail. And we spent hours just going back there. I took him off the leash and just let him roam around. And that was one of his favorite things to do. So I hadn't been back to that trail since. And that was last fall. So today, you know, when Sarah and I are running through the trail, it clicked with me. Like, wow, I haven't been back here since that last day with Watson. And the emotions just started coming up. As I'm running, you know, I'm running there next to Sarah and we're going through. And I just got silent and I just started crying. And the tears just started pouring out. And I realized that I have been holding back a lot of those tears for a while. Like I haven't fully processed Watson's transition. And 18 months, the past 18 months, there's been a lot of transition. Watson transitioned that fall. My grandmother transitioned earlier that spring. And then the previous year, another one of our dogs, her name was Olive, she transitioned as well. So I had three of these wonderful creatures and people in my life that I love very much transition in 18 months. And so today, this morning on the trail, I just cried for all of them. That's really what it was. And I just let the tears come out. And it was beautiful. And there's still more in me. I can feel that there's this, you know, reservoir of emotion that I haven't let spill over yet. And I'm getting closer to it. Like, I feel myself getting closer to the point where I'm going to have a proper, you know, memorial ceremony for Olive and Watson, and, you know, allow myself to really grieve for my grandmother. So I was just very grateful for this morning, influencing myself to go for the run in that trail and allowing the emotions to come up, you know, and not judging myself and not worrying if, as I'm running and I'm passing other people on the trail and my face is just covered with tears and snot, like not really caring. And I'm grateful to Sarah for holding that space. Like, she sensed when I was in it because I got silent and she just ran next to me, and that was beautiful. So that is my magic for today. That is my magic. And now is the time for you to pause the episode and think of magic for yourself. Again, it can be big, it can be small. All of it matters. It all counts. So take this opportunity right now to recognize how freaking powerful you are. And then let's proceed with some listener love. I have a really, really awesome listener love today. This one is an email. And I love receiving emails because they tend to be a little longer than Instagram messages. And so I can, you know, you all can share a bit more. Or at least when you email me, you email more than, you know, you write more than you do an Instagram post. So today's listener love goes out to Stanton. And Stanton, I really appreciate your email. I really, really do. And I know in your email, you were giving me a lot of gratitude. You had listened to the episode, How to Get Out of a Funk Quickly and Easily. And in that episode, I share a method very similar to the stop method that you can use to get out of a funk. And, you know, one of the questions that I ask in that episode is, what story do I need to let go of to just get myself out of this funk? And so, Stanton, I was really moved by what you shared, and I was really moved by the story that you let go of, that you don't matter. You know, that it's other people who are a priority. Like, you know, you had been putting your family first, understandably so, given what you had been going through. But I really love the fact that you connected with the truth that you matter. That you matter. And it is so awesome that you're seeing how important you are and how much you deserve to be happy and healthy and vibrant and energized about your life. I love that. I love that so much, man. I really do. And, you know, everything definitely, definitely happens for a reason. And so I'm so happy that you had the longer commute that allowed you to have that time to listen to podcasts, and that you were able to listen to this one, and that the message really hit you, because you never know when that's going to hit you. Like, you never know when that message will hit you, but when it does, it's just like a ton of bricks, like bam, it just smacks you. And you can embrace it or you can reject it. And it's really beautiful that you embraced it. So Stanton, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with me in your email. I'm truly grateful, truly moved, and keep being awesome. Keep being awesome. So if you would like to be like Stanton and reach out to me and connect via email, you can do so at mattcbivens@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on my Instagram account, which is Matthew_Bivens. I love connecting on Instagram as well. And feel free to send me words. You can type it out, or you can send a voice note if you want. You can send a video. I've received all three, and each one are awesome. So however you want to connect, I'd love to connect with you, and we can keep these conversations rolling. All right, before we jump into the episode, I do want to share some cool stuff that I've been very, very excited and just inspired by. And I've been putting together some new things specifically for parent entrepreneurs. I've been an entrepreneur for 9 years. Really got started in 2010. I've been a parent for almost 3 years. And I know how difficult it is to raise multiple babies. I don't necessarily mean human babies, but like, one baby is your business and the other baby is your child, or maybe, you know, your kids, maybe you have more than one. And I know those feelings of just feeling like so out of balance and really unsure as to where to put that energy? Do you point it in your family because your family means so much to you? Or do you point it in your business because your business is what you're growing to help you support your family? And I know that feeling of just being totally out of balance, overstressed, just being pulled in all those directions, your tanks is low. I know the feeling of being uninspired, right? Even being unfulfilled and being frustrated by that, because here you are owning a business thinking that it's going to create all this fulfillment, but it might not. And I know the guilt that comes with all those feelings. And I get it all because, like, I've lived it. And so I have been so inspired to create, you know, different services and products that are specifically geared towards those parent entrepreneurs, those parent business owners. And I really want to help those moms and dads who are boldly taking on owning and running their own businesses while raising a family. So I'm putting together some really amazing stuff for you, for myself, right? Because this is things that I would have loved to have had when I started both my entrepreneurial journey and my journey as a parent. I'm putting together these things for you all. And I just wanted to throw it out there right now, plant the seed, because it's going to be some great stuff. And there's definitely more to come on that. So just stay tuned for all that beautiful stuff. All right. Let's dig into this stop method, because I know that you might even be in a space right now where, like, you tuned into this podcast, you press play to get yourself out of some sort of funk, to get yourself, you know, back into balance. And so now you're going to get another method that you can use even right after this is over. You can use this to reconnect and recenter yourself. And this is super simple way to de-stress, recenter, get back into alignment, whatever you want to call it. And it's called the STOP method. STOP is an acronym. I'm a big fan of acronyms. And here's another one. STOP stands for, the S actually stands for stop. T stands for take a breath. O stands for observe. And P stands for proceed. Stop, take a breath, observe, proceed. And this whole thing you can do in less than 60 seconds. It'll probably take you 30 seconds to do this. And I actually use this same method. I use it myself when I'm going down that rabbit hole of panic, of anxiety, of scarcity, of fear, of unnecessary nervousness. Whenever I find myself going down that, I use the STOP method. And I have been doing it for years. And it really breaks that downward spiral and gets me right back into balance. So what I'm going to do is share with you the STOP method, go through each of them, talk about, you know, how I do it, to kind of give you that example as well. And that's going to be it. This is going to be a short one today, because I'm just going to be real straightforward. And then when I'm done, you're going to know this method and you can go apply it. All right. So here's how to do it. S, again, S equals stop. And so first of all, you literally need to stop. You just need to stop. You need to stop the thought that you're running through your mind in that moment. Stop the story. You got to cut it off. You got to stop it. And then if you can, like, sometimes you need to actually physically stop what you're doing, right? Like, sometimes you might be doing dishes and listening to something and hearing somebody over here and all these different things, and you just need to literally stop. If you can't do that, then at least bring your attention back into the moment instead of wherever it is that you've been wandering. So for me, when I'm doing this, sometimes I will actually clap. I'll clap my hands together to stop that current thought or stop that current activity. And that's something that I've started doing over time. Like, I didn't have the awareness to do that initially, but as I found myself going into that space and feeling that stress and just knowing I'm out of balance, I had to create that stimulus, that pattern interrupt, and I'll clap my hands. So that's S. S again equals stop. And then you have T. T equals take a breath. So once you've stopped, the next thing you do is take a deep breath. Focus your attention on your breath. It could be focusing on the air as it comes through your nostrils, or maybe the feeling of that breath filling up your chest or filling up your belly. Whatever it is for you, just breathe and connect with the breath. That's it. And it usually takes 1 to 2 breaths for you to reconnect with yourself. You might want to do more, whatever works for you, but just a couple of breaths is going to help you to reconnect and kind of get back into that centered place. So for me, when I do this, I like to focus on the feeling of my lungs expanding, of the air going into my lungs. I really love that feeling of a deep, deep breath, right? Because, you know, most of the breaths that I take throughout the day aren't super deep. So when I stop and I take that real deep breath, there's just a very calming, peaceful, relaxing, centering feeling that I have. And just doing that, like when I'm focusing on my lungs expanding, it automatically gets me out of my head. It automatically disrupts whatever story is going on. So that's how I do the take a breath action. So next we have O, which is observe. So once you've stopped, you've taken your breath, now it's time to observe. And in that, you're going to check in with what's going on with you. Check in on yourself. What thought were you just spinning in your mind? What story were you replaying? Observe what's going on in your body. Like, how do you feel right now? What's happening in your heart? Observe what's going on in the environment around you. This one is all about simply paying attention to what is. You're not attaching to it. You're not getting caught up in any of this stuff. You're simply observing, right? Like imagine you're sitting on a rock at the edge of a river and you're just observing the water go by. You're not trying to, you know, attach to one little ripple or you know, connect with that leaf and just watch the leaf go by. No, you're just observing it all. That's what you're doing in this step. Now, when I do this, I like to observe how the thought or the story that I've been running, how it's been making my body feel. Because my body doesn't lie, neither does yours. And for me, typically when I find myself in that stressed moment or I'm out of balance, typically what I'm feeling is like some sort of nerves, right? And when I'm feeling nervous, there's like this uncomfortable, tingly feeling throughout my body. It's kind of like the feeling when you're about to speak in public. Just feel uncomfortable. Normally there's sweat in my armpits. My armpits, man, they open up when I'm nervous. And so I know that if there's ever any like sweat accumulating on my shirt or anything like that, it's like there's something that I'm not like dealing with. And so I can use this observe to check in with that. And I just observe it. I don't try to get attached to it or anything like that. I just observe it. So that's how I do the observe step. Now the final step is P. And that's proceed. So you've stopped, you've taken a breath, you've observed. And now you're going to proceed. And this is where you take in the new information that you've learned from the previous steps and you carry on. You go on with your day, go on with your life. And so in those previous steps, maybe you noticed some tension in your body. Maybe when you were observing, you observed that your shoulders were tight or your hands were clenched or your teeth were, you're just like mashing your jaw together. And maybe if that's the tension that you notice, so then when you proceed, now you can just release that tension a little bit. Relax your shoulders. Sit back in your chair. Unclench your fists. Unclench your jaw. Or maybe in the previous steps, you recognize that you were just completely absent from what you were doing in the moment. And now you can tune back in to what's going on. Right? So like maybe you're like a parent hanging out with your kids or something, and you realized by going through the first three steps that you were super preoccupied with something that happened in the office. Something that went down in the office, maybe some issue that you got to fix, whatever it is. And that's what's been causing this stress. That's what's got you feeling imbalanced in this moment. And so through the first three steps, you recognize that. And now as you proceed, you can get back into being present with your kids. So STO, the first three of this method, helps you to recognize what's gotten you out of balance. Because you're out of balance. Remember, when you use a stop method, it's because you're out of balance. So the first three steps help you to recognize what's gotten you out of balance. And P, proceed, that's where you get back into balance. So for me, when I do this, once I've recognized what's going on, that I'm out of balance and I've observed and all that stuff, for proceed, I'm going to choose to do whatever action or whatever habit that I need in the moment to get myself back into balance or to fill up whatever tank is low, Because a lot of times for me, if I'm out of balance, it's because one of my tanks is low. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, mentally, sexually, something is just low. And so that might mean that I step away from the computer. Maybe whatever I'm doing on the computer has got me feeling stressed out and out of balance. So I might just step away. Maybe I'm going to go do some push-ups. Maybe I just haven't been in that physical self. I'm going to reconnect with that physical self. So I'm going to go do some push-ups. That'll help me get back into balance. Sometimes I'll grab my dog, Ginny, and I'll take her for a walk. We'll go walk around the neighborhood. And that gets me back into balance. Whatever it is, I'm very good at recognizing what I need and then actually doing the thing. Because it's one thing to recognize what you need. It's another thing to actually do it. Right? You got to actually do it to get yourself back into that balance, get yourself back into alignment. So that right there is the entire stop process. S-T-O-P. Stop, take a breath, observe, proceed. And that entire thing can take you like 30 seconds, 60 seconds. It's super quick. It's very quick and it's very effective at getting you back into alignment, right? Getting you back into balance, getting you back into that feeling of being centered. And one of the coolest things about this is that when you do it, you know that you're taking care of yourself. You know that you're prioritizing yourself in that moment. You know that you are making sure that, you know, you matter, right? Like you're recognizing that you matter when you take a moment to stop. And that's one of the coolest things about this. It's like a win-win right there. Get you back into balance, and it's that bigger deposit into your being that, you know what, I matter enough to stop all the other stuff that's going on and focus on me for a quick second. And that's just a beautiful thing, right? So if you've been wanting to get back into self-care, you know, wanting to do more things that are self-loving, then this stop method is absolutely one of those things, and it's very, very simple to do. So that's it. That's today's episode. That's the whole thing today. I really want to share with you this stop method that you can now go and use in your life. So use it today when you find yourself being out of balance, when you're finding yourself feeling stressed, or maybe you're anxious about something. Just stop. Just stop. Get back into your center. Get back into your flow. Get back into your swag so you can go out there and continue kicking ass in the world and whatever it is that you're doing. So I'm excited for you to use this method in your life. I'd love to hear how it works out for you. Feel free to reach out. Let me know how this method has worked for you. You can do so via email, mattcbivens@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram to let me know, like, man, I use a stop method when X, Y, and Z was happening, and here's what happened as a result, and whatever it is. You can hit me up on Instagram too, Matthew_Bivens. I'd love to hear how this episode impacted you and your thoughts and feedback and how the stop method works for you. So thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I love it that you just listen. That's the coolest thing, that you would invest some time with me. It's really a beautiful thing. So I'm committed to continuing to create awesome content like this to help you have an abundant, loving life. I'm committed to that in myself and sharing all the breakdowns and the breakthroughs and the insights and the tools and all the great different things with you. So my name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.